Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania.
Keystone of democracy.
I love your family and dear. I always will. You're the one great state that I am always for.
Again, we present another in the series of programs, Pennsylvania, Keystone of Democracy. Historical dramatization showing the part our own state of Pennsylvania plays in the life and success of these 48 United States in the development of American ideals. This series is prepared and produced by the Pennsylvania Historical Commission in cooperation with the State Council of Defense in order to acquaint you better with the glorious history of our great Commonwealth, Pennsylvania, Keystone of Democracy.
Pennsylvania, Pennsylvania, and no matter where I roam, you will always be home, sweet home to me, Pennsylvania, my home.
What are you doing, Elizabeth?
Making a sampler.
What's it going to say? Will it have a motto?
Yes. Look. You can see. It will say, Trust ye in the Lord forever.
This is the story of a girl who stitched on an old-fashioned sampler, a motto, Trust ye in the Lord forever. With it as a banner for her cause, she later went out from Pennsylvania to conquer a nation with the great ideals of democracy. She, too, sought to establish a new order in the Far East, and for weapons she used love, faith, devotion to others, and the skill of a great profession. It is the story of Elizabeth Reifsnyder, the first woman medical missionary to China, that we now bring you. Born in 1856 at Liverpool, Pennsylvania, on the banks of the Susquehanna, Elizabeth Reifsnyder grew up as the fourth of seven children in a jolly, well-to-do family. Nearby ran the north branch of the Pennsylvania Canal, whose mule teams, boats, and locks were an endless source of interest to the children.
Elizabeth, Dilly, come quick. A packet boat's going to go through the lock.
We haven't much time if we're going to hear the concert in the park.
Oh, let's stand a minute, Dilly. I love to watch the boats.
Gee, those old mules are slow. I bet the passengers wish they'd hurry up.
I guess they have to go slow, pulling that big boat.
I'd rather ride on this stagecoach. It goes fast. I bet it can go all the way to Harrisburg and back before that boat can even go a mile. Couldn't it, Dilly?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe. But the stagecoaches can't carry heavy loads like the boats can.
Someday I'm going to ride on a boat.
A canal boat?
No, bigger than a canal boat. A faster one. If God is willing, I'm going to sail out across the Atlantic and down around Africa and maybe even to China.
Why, Elizabeth, you know Papa would never let you go so far from home.
Where's China?
Yes, he would. He'd have to let me go if I were a missionary. Whenever he reads to us about missionaries, they always go to China, and that's where I'm going.
A missionary? Why, you're too young. You can't be one.
Oh, I don't intend to start now, but when I grow up and have learned all there is, I'll be a regular missionary. I'll be sent all over the whole world, wherever I am needed. And maybe that'll be China.
True to her dream, Elizabeth Reifsnyder set about learning all she could that would make her useful in her vocation. After graduating from the public school on the hill back of Market Square in Liverpool, Elizabeth attended the Millersville State Normal School. While she was there, she made another decision, so unusual that many of her friends tried to dissuade her from it.
Well, I've made up my mind what I'm going to do next year. I'm going to study to be a doctor.
Elizabeth, a doctor?
Yes, I've been thinking about it for a long time, and now I'm sure. I know I can do it. I've always loved to study science.
But Elizabeth, you can't be a doctor. It's not womanly.
And the fact that she was a woman did not stop Clara Barton. In the Civil War, she did a great deal of good treating the sick and wounded.
But that was different. Who would call a woman doctor for a really sick person?
I know where my patients are to be found.
But you've always said you wanted to be a missionary. Have you forgotten that?
No, I haven't forgotten. That's just what I am thinking of. In India, Africa, China, thousands die every day for the lack of medical care. And think how much easier it would be to save their souls if we could first do something to help their poor bodies. Just imagine what great work lies ahead for Christian missionaries who are also doctors.
In 1881, Elizabeth Reifsnyder was graduated from the Woman's Medical College of Philadelphia. After 1 year's service as an intern, she sailed for Shanghai to open the first hospital in all China. The institution was housed in a low, one-story building, dimly lighted, inadequately ventilated, with few beds and meager supplies. But for the young doctor, it was a base to begin an attack against paganism, ignorance, disease, pain, and death, the eternal enemies of all mankind. Here was an opportunity to aid in the establishment of a new order in the Far East, a way of life based upon scientific knowledge, Christian love, and democratic ideals. At first, the conquest was slow, for few of the natives dared to break with the superstitious beliefs of centuries and consult the strange American doctor. But one day, when the future of the hospital seemed darkened...
Dr. Reifsnyder, a patient has been brought in on a litter. She's in a dreadful condition. I think she's dying.
Take me to her immediately. There may still be a chance that I can do something.
A cyst? Are you sure, doctor? So large as that?
Yes, I'm certain my diagnosis is correct. No question about it.
Can anything be done?
Only one thing. An operation.
But, doctor, we have no facilities for such surgery. She may die in the midst of it, and you'll be held responsible for her death. Then no one will come to the hospital. The people will fear you, and we will never become established.
I suppose you're right. My reputation against her life. Well, there's no choice in that. I'll operate.
Immediately, doctor?
As soon as we can. This is a crisis. For this poor soul and for us.
The operation which Dr. Reifsnyder performed was one of the most remarkable in medical history. But it was more than a great operation. It was the beginning of a great conquest. To the little hospital, new patients came flocking. Soon the hospital was crowded, and in a short space of time, it became necessary to build a new and modern building, in which Dr. Reifsnyder organized a large and efficient staff. Still aided with American funds, this was to grow into the greatest hospital unit in all the Far East. Rich and poor alike came to the hospital for help, until at the time of its 25th anniversary, more than 800,000 patients had received treatment within its doors. In 1911, the Chinese Revolution against the tyranny and corruption of centuries was underway. A new China was being born, a China founded upon ideals of justice, democracy, and human liberty. At one time, Dr. Reifsnyder's hospital was caught between two opposing armies.
Dr. Reifsnyder, the fire is coming closer.
The patients are becoming very restless, doctor. Some of them want to leave.
They must not attempt such a thing. It would be suicide to step outside the door.
It's almost impossible to hold those who came only for treatment. They say
they must stay. Go downstairs and tell them that if they leave now, they may be killed. Tonight, when the firing stops, it may perhaps be safe enough to steal away under cover of darkness. But until then, they are forbidden to open the doors or go anywhere near the window.
Yes, doctor.
But what about us, the staff? Shall we go too when it gets dark? We might get through to the embassy where we'll be...
Impossible. We are soldiers, Christian soldiers. And our place is here on the firing line. Soon the wounded will be arriving and we must be here.
I can't stand it, doctor. I can't stand it. The noise, the danger, the awful slaughter of these poor men. Oh, why do they have to do it? Why do they do it? We may all be killed too. We may all
Harriet.
Be killed too.
Harriet, come here. Let me put my arms around you. Have no fear. We're perfectly safe, for God would have it so. Look at the sample on the wall, Harriet. I sewed that marshal when I was a little girl back in Liverpool, Pennsylvania. Its message has been my strength and refuge ever since. Read it to me.
That was close. The bullet hit the sample. Just over your head, doctor. It might have killed you.
Read it to me.
Trust ye in the Lord forever.
Shortly after the close of the Revolution, Dr. Reifsnyder's now famous hospital was visited by that great leader of the new China, the first president of the Chinese Republic, Dr. Sun Yat-sen. After an extensive tour through the institution, he turned and said,
Dr. Reifsnyder, as one of my first public acts as president of China, it is my privilege to extend to you the sincere gratitude of all the people of China for the sacrifices you have made on our behalf.
Thank you, Dr. Sun. Any good that I have been able to do has been made possible only through the faith of the people of the United States and the destiny of your country.
Ah, yes, Dr. Reifsnyder. All China is aware of the help we have received from America. Through the shining example of your work, far better than any words, you have set an example of democratic faith in the essential worth and dignity of all men. It is upon the principles of government, so nobly expressed in the Constitution of your country, that China too must seek its salvation. Yours has been a conquest of love, of help, of kindness, and we are indeed grateful.
In 1914, Elizabeth Reifsnyder returned to her home in Pennsylvania, her health broken from many years of useful work. After her death in 1922, the government of China erected to her memory a monument which stands outside the great institution to which she had devoted her life. And in Liverpool, under the maple trees in Market Square, on the central path over which the children of the town today walk on their way to school on the hill, is a bronze tablet commemorating the life of Perry County's most distinguished daughter, Elizabeth Reifsnyder, Crusader for Democracy.
Pennsylvania is proud of the hundreds of men and women like Elizabeth Reifsnyder, who have gone out from this state to the far corners of the world to prove that faith overcomes fear, charity conquers evil, and love is stronger than hate. Today, China and the United States, united as allies against the aggression of Japan, are fighting a war which will never cease until victory for democracy has been assured.
Today, the people of this great commonwealth, recognizing that there can be no peace, no justice, no security, no freedom until the principles of human liberty are established throughout the world, are again showing the same aggressive spirit that has always made Pennsylvania keystone of democracy.
Pennsylvania, Pennsylvania, you're the land that I adore. I love your valleys and hills, I always will. You're the one great state that I am always for.
You have just heard a program presented by the Pennsylvania Historical Commission in cooperation with the State Council of Defense. Get on the firing line of the home front by conserving essential war material, cooperating with the rationing program, and buying war bonds and stamps. Do your share in the fight for freedom. Listen in next week, same time, same station, for another broadcast in the series, Pennsylvania, Keystone of Democracy.
Pennsylvania, Pennsylvania, and no matter where I roam, you will always be home, sweet home to me, Pennsylvania.